President Hassan Rouhani says Iran and Italy have agreed to expand cooperation in fighting terrorism.
The world must realize that divine religions, including Islam, have no links to terrorism and extremism, and that these religions have messages of peace and friendship for humanity. To promote this, Iran and Italy agreed to expand cooperation.
Rouhani said Tehran and Rome also agreed to work together to help resolve issues in the Middle East, including conflicts in Syria and Yemen. He said the two sides agreed to offer humanitarian assistance to war-torn people in both Arab states. Rouhani was speaking at a joint press conference with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi in Tehran. The two leaders hailed the friendly ties between Tehran and Rome. They also stressed the need for further expansion of mutual ties in various fields. Earlier, Iranian and Italian officials signed several memoranda of understanding in various fields, including rail transportation and gas production. Renzi arrived in Tehran earlier on Tuesday for a two-day visit. Well, to talk to us more about the Italian Prime Minister's visit to Tehran, we're joined by our Tehran correspondent, Hamid Jawadi, who's joining us now in our studios here in Tehran. Hamid, welcome to the program. Walk us through some of the comments that were made today in the joint address made by the Iranian president and the visiting Italian Prime Minister, and also talk to us about the significance of this trip.
Right, Barrio. Well, you know that this two-day visit comes a few months after President Rouhani's visit to Italy in January. And, you know, Iranian officials say that this means Prime Minister Renzi is going to, you know, facilitate and also speed up the implementation of all the MOUs that were signed. And according to Iranian officials, so far, 8 out of 15 MOUs have been implemented. And, well, there's still a long way to go. And, well, you know that Italy has been Iran's traditional partner. And after, they have signed memoranda of understanding on various fields, roads, air networks, joint manufacturing. And one of the most important things that Iran seeks right now is Italy's cooperation in various sectors, especially industry. And they also emphasize cooperation in oil and petrochemical industry after the plummeting oil prices. I have to mention that Italy is Eurozone's third economic power, third in the EU, and also a G7 member. So it means that this cooperation means a lot for Iranian government and also for Italy. Also in the press conference, we've heard that they emphasized cooperation and faster ties in order to combat terrorism, which is not just happening in, mainly in Syria and Iraq, but also looms over Europe. And, countries in Europe have been struck with terrorist explosions. So this visit can mean more cooperation in those sectors, Badia.
Hamid, they also stressed the need for further expansion of mutual ties in various fields. The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, he lauded what's happening as just the start of the vast cooperation that will take place between the two countries. This does definitely spell a new era of cooperation between Iran and Italy.
Yeah, right. You know that the MOU signed between the two countries value as high as $19.4 billion. So this is a very strong cooperation. Earlier, Iran had signed like 17 memoranda of understanding with China. So this can be Europe's, like, so far, one of the biggest and the strongest cooperation with a European power. And I also have to mention one of the biggest challenges ahead of the cooperation of Iran with other European partners is the banking system, a fluent and facilitated banking system, and also insurance. We've witnessed different meetings, conferences in Tehran, the private sectors, banking system in European countries. They're willing to get rid of the problems ahead. And analysts say that European countries could lead the way in order to persuade other countries in order to, you know, resume their banking system cooperation with the Islamic Republic,
indeed,
which can encourage other countries to resume their ties with Iran.
All right, thank you so much. Press TV's Hamid Javani joining us in our studios here in Tehran.